You're kidding. Just one shot?
They're not all zombies, Doug. How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back.
It's dead zone to get down with. About 6 feet under. Get dead.
Ooh, I love this song.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Hello, everyone. It's been a couple weeks since I've done one of these. Depending on the title of this, it's either going to be episode 189 or this is just going to be a mini episode. I'm not really too sure yet. So I got back from vacation. I did a couple episodes early, so I didn't have to worry about that on vacation and whatnot. And yeah, had a great time on vacation. Enjoyed, you know, staying in a condo for a week, seeing the beach, like, literally feet away from my balcony. It's a very fun experience. I definitely recommend, if you can ever stay at a condo, and, like, with the ocean and the beach and everything, it's very relaxing, not gonna lie. I had my doubts about it before going down, but I had a great time. We did the drive up, drove through Maine and around Baltimore and Washington. And, yeah, it was just a fun time. Went for Virginia, ended up in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. It was a fun time. That being said, we came home, went to work one day, and then, of course, the next day, pretty sure I got hit with COVID. Now, I am far from 100%, to be honest with you. This is horrible, and I do not wish this upon anyone. Today is the first day that my fever has actually broke. I had a fever for 3.5 days. I haven't ate in almost 3.5 days as well. My taste buds are finally just slowly starting to come back. I still have the sweats as well as the cold chills, which is so annoying. The body aches are next level annoying as well, to the point where I could be laying down. If I go to get up, my whole body is just completely stiff. The dizzy spells, those are fun too. I've never actually walked into a wall before, but I can say this time I've hit my own wall in my apartment about 3 times just walking into it, because I just lose all body functions. And, you know, when you gotta go to the washroom, depending on whatever end it's coming out of, you gotta get to the washroom as fast as possible, because you have no body control over those functions at all. It's a great time. I don't recommend anyone getting it at all. That being said, I know if it happens, it happens. The reason why I'm saying it's COVID is because as soon as we got home, one of my elderly neighbors, I don't even know if I should be telling the story or not, but I'm going to on the podcast because I don't know if they don't listen, and I don't really personally care if they do. She asked to have some help moving some boxes, and then, you know, we walked down the hallway, get into the elevator to go up to her apartment, and as we're in the elevator, she coughs, and then 2 seconds later, she says, "Be careful of COVID," because she just got over quarantine for COVID, and now she's suffering short-term memory loss because she's got brain damage from it, apparently. And then I don't think of it at the moment. I'm just like, okay, she's probably just, you know, an elderly person just, you know, speaking her mind, whatever, no big deal. But instantly, within like 24 hours after that, that's when I start getting the cough, which I think nothing about it because, you know, or Myrtle Beach, it was nice warm weather the whole time there. Not a rainy day, not a cloudy day, nothing. As soon as we got back in Ontario, it was cloudy, it was windy, it was rainy. Okay, I'm thinking, okay, it's just the weather change. My body's not used to it right now. I'm still in shorts and a t-shirt from Myrtle Beach weather, walking the dog outside. It's probably that. Then the fever starts. And to the point, like, my fever felt like if I was laying down, if you cracked some eggs on my forehead, I could probably cook those on my forehead, because that's how hot my freaking forehead felt. I'm, like, sweating, or feel sweaty, in all my clothes. But at the same time, I'm shaking so much because I have the cold chills. I'm also going to say this podcast is probably going to be very edited and butchered because I have to stop so often to actually just catch my breath because I'm not 100% by any means. This is killing my throat just trying to do this part right now at this moment. It might not sound like it, but in my head I don't sound like I should sound at all. I do sound better than what I did though, I will say that, because at one point in time I couldn't talk at all because I lost my voice as well. The only plus side to the COVID thing at all probably was because, you know, I'm a bigger guy. I didn't eat for 3 days, so I probably lost a pound or two. So that's at least something because all the body fluids coming out of both ends. But that's probably something you guys didn't want to know about. But you know about it now, so deal with it. But yeah, I'm OCD. This podcast is probably going to be a lot more open than any of my other podcasts. I'm OCD, so I'm always washing my hands after any store we go into, before any meal, anything like that. So I know they say, you know, wash your hands and it's going to cut down the risk. I don't really know if that's a thing. I just think it's probably an airborne thing. Because like I said, it's probably when she coughed in the elevator. That's my assumption what it was. Because like all I did since come home, I went to Walmart quickly to grab some stuff for my daughter's lunch. Went to school to pick her up from school. Went to work and then saw the elderly lady to help her move some boxes. That's it. So you sure it could have been someone at Walmart. But like I said, when I went into Walmart, it was at 7 o'clock in the morning when they first opened, and there was almost nobody in the store at all. So my chances of it being at Walmart, probably slim. Still, the chance is there, nonetheless. But I'm pretty sure it wasn't at Walmart. Needless to say, this first week back from vacation has been very, very disappointing. I was hoping to come back and have a strong week at work, get a lot of stuff done. But I haven't gotten anything done. I've been off all week. I haven't gotten anything done at home. I haven't gotten any artwork done. This is a task to even focus on a movie to do for a podcast, which I am doing this late, as you can already tell, because it's not this episode isn't airing on Saturday, so shocker. This is because I just can't do it. I attempted to earlier and it's just such a drag. So it might be a little bit longer of a podcast. It might be a little bit shorter of a podcast. This podcast might take 3 hours to actually record an hour and 28-minute movie or whatever it might be. But yeah, this is a little details as to what happened to me over this last week here. It's not fun. It's 100% not fun. The body aches are still holding on. The cough is definitely holding on to the point where whenever I cough at all, I have intense shooting pains for my ribs and chests, back and shoulders, neck, and yeah, I still got the cold chills a little bit, but at least my head doesn't feel like I can boil or cook some eggs on top of it, so that's a plus, right? Take every little step forward as possible, I guess. Oh, and a little fun fact, this is the first time this one ever happened to me as well, because this hasn't happened at all during my COVID spell. I was getting ready literally to go to bed last night, and I rubbed my nose because I thought I had like a little bit of a runny nose. Next thing you know, I have a gushing nosebleed. I'm like, oh yeah, this can't get any worse now, get it? So yeah, then I had to stay up an extra 45 minutes just waiting for my nose to stop bleeding. I was really done with the day and the night and everything else because I tried sleeping yesterday, and I totally forgot that was my building's fire alarm test. So that was going off for a good amount of the day yesterday, and then once that stopped, the maintenance people came to cut the grass, so then that took a while as well, and yeah, it wasn't fun at all. But we're going to get into the episode here at hand, hopefully, or if not, this is going to be a short episode. I'll edit it however I need to edit it, but yeah. So if you guys are still hearing this and listening to this, then you know this is going to be a full podcast episode. We're going to try and get through it. We're watching Bride of Chucky. But before I do get into that, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, thank you for showing up on one of the probably worst episodes, maybe. It's going to be the least energized episodes, that's for sure. And hopefully if you do listen to this one the first time, hopefully stick around or check out the old episodes. You know, they're a little bit better. But like I say in the other episodes, if it is your first episode, I'm going to be talking about this movie from start to finish and hitting all the points that interest me all along the way. So if you don't want to be spoiled on a movie that came out years ago, feel free to pause this episode now. Go watch it on TV, or you can be like me, I'm watching my DVD copy right now, because as soon as I went to go watch this on Tubi, there's a whole internet outage, of course, because that's just my luck. So yeah, I'm just having great luck. And also, In case you guys don't make it to then, I'm still really messed up. My thought process is a little out of whack still. Make sure to check out all my social media links at Typhonstein on Instagram, TikTok, X, Facebook. The main thing that we've been pushing, though, for the most part, is the YouTube channel. So definitely go check out the YouTube channel. We got old episodes of the podcast up there. We have a weekly game video every Wednesday. Sadly, this Wednesday's hasn't dropped yet just because of everything going on, and I just can't focus enough to actually edit a video. But that will be coming out this weekend just to get caught up on things. And yeah, once we hit 1,000 subs over there, we're going to be giving away some free artwork. We also do live streams over there, so definitely go check out the YouTube channel. That being said, we're going to get into this week's episode, and we're going to start watching Bride of Chucky. Bride of Chucky came out in 1998 on October 16th. It has a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 4.6 out of 5 on Amazon.ca. 82% of Google users apparently like this film. It had a box office of $50.7 million distributed by Universal Pictures and Good Machine. The quick plot synopsis on IMDb. Chucky, the doll possessed by a serial killer, discovers the perfect mate to kill and revive into a body of another doll. Pretty straightforward, I guess. This movie was directed by Ronnie Yu, who's also the director for 1993's The Bride with White Hair, directed 2006's Fearless, obviously directed this from 1998. He was also the director for 2003 Freddy vs. Jason. And apparently the last thing he directed was in 2013, Saving General Yang. Obviously the writer for this one is Don Mancini, who obviously wrote Bride of Chucky for 1998. He was the writer for the Chucky TV series from 2021 to 2024, which I haven't watched yet, but I really need to revisit. He was the writer for 2004 Seed of Chucky. He did the 1988 original Child's Play. He's done anything Chucky related. There's also some shorts, apparently. Tiffany plus Chucky part 1, 2, and 3, which I don't know anything about those as well. There's a bunch of actually Chucky shorts. Chucky Friends Till the End short. Don't know anything about that, but that's from 2009. He also did a TV series for 3 episodes, Channel Zero. But pretty much whenever you look up anything that's related to him, it's going to be a bunch of Chucky-related stuff. He was also the writer for Cellar Dweller. I think I did that on the podcast a long time ago, but I'm not 100% sure. He also did one episode of Tales from the Crypt. So that's, you know, you can't go wrong with that. And then there's also a short, When Chucky Became Mary, from 2005. So he's been going pretty strong with the Chucky stuff, and I can't deny it. It's good stuff. I like Chucky a lot. I'm just really stupid and don't look up half the shorts for anything, to be honest with you. But maybe this will be the time now while I'm still mending from COVID and everything on the weekend. The three actors that we're going to be talking about for this one, obviously, is going to be Jennifer Tilly, who plays Tiffany, and Cedar Chucky and Brad Chucky. She was also Violet in 1996, Bound. She was also Olive Neal in 1994's Bullets Over Broadway. And I feel like there's something. She was also in, 94 episodes of Family Guy as Bonnie Swanson. How did I forget that for a minute there? I'm not sure how I even forgot that for 2 seconds. And of course, she was Celia from Monsters, Inc. as well. The next person we're going to be talking about is Brad Dourif, best known for being the voice of Chucky. He's also from 2002, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, where he played Wormtongue. He was Billy in 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was Deputy Clinton Pell in 1988 Mississippi Burning, which is a really good movie. I really need to revisit that. I don't know. Did I do that for the podcast? I can't remember at all. He was also in 1984's Dune, where he played Peter DeVires. I've never watched the original Dune or the remake, so I hear the remake's good with Batista in it, but maybe we'll watch it at some point in time. I'm not sure yet. Then the last person we're going to talk about is John Ritter. Who plays Kincaid in the movie, who's known for being Vaughn in 1996 Sling Blade. He's known for being in 172 episodes as Jack Tripper in Three's Company. He was Ben in 1990's Problem Child. Gotta do that one for the Black Guys as well. He was Bob Chippensack in 2003's Bad Santa. I believe he was in a couple episodes of King of the Hill. He was Clifford the Big Red Dog's voice in the Clifford Really Big movie in 2004, and he was also in Ace Simple Rules for 31 episodes. I believe that's when he passed, was sometime around that time. I know there's a couple things that are probably in pre-production and didn't come out till a little bit later, but I remember them doing a send-off in that show for when he did pass away, sadly. The tagline for this one is, "Here comes the bride, there goes everyone else." Apparently, trivia. Apparently, this was Brad Dourif's personal favorite Child's Play movie until Curse of Chucky in 2013 was released. So we're going to have to revisit Curse of Chucky. I think I might have seen it once. I might have never seen it at all. I'm not really too sure at all, to be honest with you, so we'll have to revisit that. But until then, we'll get right in the movie at hand.
Presents Saturday Night at the Movies, the television series which each week brings you the finest in recent motion pictures. Tonight...
This time, he's got a playmate of his own. It's a nice Bride of Chucky.
White wedding.
Chucky gets lucky.
Barbie, eat your heart out.
Nasty.
As it's storming, Lockport Police Department, where we see the American flag just blowing the wind. It's funny, we're seeing the lockup, we see like a hockey mask, and we see the Michael Myers mask, we see a chainsaw, we see a Freddy Krueger glove. So I like how the Chucky movies have all these Easter eggs, the other horror movies inside of them. Really well done. I really enjoy that. We see an officer going into the lockup, and he's walking through. We see the items in the background as well as he's walking through. So there's a skeleton at one of the end of the hallways, and then there's like a deer head on top. I'm assuming that's an Evil Dead reference. And then we come to, I think, 22408, the unsolved locker. And that's when he takes a black garbage bag out of that locker. And then we see the police car just speeding down the road in the rain as that black garbage bag is in the passenger seat as he's making a phone call. And then he's like, "I'm on my way, don't forget my money." And that's when Jennifer Tilly answers the phone. And she's like, "Yeah, see you soon, don't be late." And he almost, you know, drives head on into a transport because he's not paying attention. And then she starts laughing, "Kirat killed the cat." And we see him sitting in this like abandoned warehouse in the cop car as he's like staring over the black garbage bag and being like, "Should I open that?" And then the police radio goes off and it scares the shit out of him. And then he like jumps back for a second. And then he's like, "You know what? I'm just gonna turn that radio off. I'm actually gonna pull the tag off the garbage bag and look inside to see what's actually inside the garbage bag." Because apparently he had no idea what was inside the bag. And he's looking around. He's like, "What the hell is this?" And then someone grabs the back of his head and literally cuts his throat open as he's laying on the horn. And we just see his head and body like fall out backwards out of the driver's seat. And then we see Jennifer Tilly walking around the car. She's of course playing Tiffany in the movie. I'm probably gonna keep calling her Jennifer Tilly, but you know, we'll see. Then we see her pulling out Chucky's like severed head and she's like, "Hello, Dolly." And then some Rob Zombie starts playing, and I love this soundtrack. And as the Rob Zombie's playing, she's walking through the warehouse as the intro credits start to roll and the title screen pops up. And I forgot John Ritter is in this movie, of all people. And then we're seeing in Tiffany's house where we see articles of Chucky's the killer up all the place. But we also see numerous porcelain dolls. I assume they're porcelain dolls, at least. There's a ton of dolls all over the place. But there's also different newspaper cutouts of, you know, boy claims doll possessed by killer soul and other various articles. And then she opens up a trunk, and it's just a bunch of separate doll body parts. These ones aren't porcelain, of course. They're, you know, the plastic bendable or whatever you want to call it. But then we see her starting to sew Chucky's body back together. I personally like this design of Chucky the most, the one that's all beaten up, sewn together. You know, he looks like he's been through hell. This is my personal favorite. I love the Chucky movies in general. Seed, not so much. I gotta revisit that one. I haven't revisited that one. And Curse, I don't remember at all. So those two, maybe not so much. But the other ones I enjoy, so maybe we'll revisit Seed at some point. And then we see she's finally done rebuilding Chucky, and he's standing with that knife pose, and we just see that close-up shot of the face, how it's all destroyed on the one side, and that's just a classic Chucky face I love to draw all the time. It's been a while since I've drawn him, but I used to draw him a lot. And then we see this guy showing up to a house to pick up his daughter, and of course it's John Ritter's the dad. He's a police officer. And Ritter's like questioning David, the son, or the guy who's picking up his daughter. And he's like, yeah, I'm off to Princeton next year, you know, doing all this academic stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm a really good guy. And Ritter's like, you know what, Jade? I think your parents would really approve of this guy. He's a real big improvement over the last guy. And that's when we then find out this is just a fake relationship just to get her out of the house. And as they're going to leave, Ritter's points at the flower. He's like, oh, yeah, here, I meant to give this to you, Jade. She's like, oh, I love lilies. And he's like, it's actually an orchid, just to correct you, though. So then we see the happy couple leaving, and then we see Chief Warren Kincaid, John Ritter's character, up in the top floor. He's making a phone call. He's like, she just left. And then we see David in the car with Jade. But out of nowhere, Jesse pops up out of the back seat. He's like, you look beautiful. And then he drags her into the back seat and starts, you know, making out with her. And then as they're driving over the bridge, then a cop car shows up behind them and starts flashing lights. And like, Jesus Christ, we're getting pulled over. And I believe this is Lieutenant Preston as he comes up to the driver window, puts his flashlight in. He's like, gotcha. And then we cut back to Tiffany's home where she's making the satanic circle and reading a book called Voodoo for Dummies as she puts Chucky's body down on the circle to try and bring him back to life. She's doing the little chanty-chanty thing and nothing's happening, so she says awake, and she keeps saying awake. And then she starts slapping Chucky in the head, saying awake. And then she throws the book away. She's like, stupid ding. And then we see Damien show up. And he's like, let me in, Tiffany. I'm going to catch my death out here. He's like, promises, promises. And that's when she lets Damien in, who's actually played by Alexis Arquette, which I did not know about that at all. Anyways, Damien's showing her a Polaroid of someone who's all bloody and murdered. And she's like, how'd you do it? Was he screaming a lot? Was he in a lot of pain? What items did you use? And then she's looking at the fingernails and is like, huh, Damien, it's just you and makeup. Funny. And Tiffany looks around and she looks down at the voodoo circle that she made. And Chucky's body is now gone. So she's then like, Damien, can you go look under the sofa to see if my lipstick's there? Don't get up, though. You gotta crawl all the way over, okay, Damien? He's looking under the couch, and he's like, there's nothing out here. And then Charlotte, the transfer, falls on his face, and she's like, Tiffany's like, Charlotte, how did you get out, you silly little thing? So then Tiffany walks to her bedroom, she's looking underneath the bed, and the power goes out at this point in time as well, because it's storming out, even though she lives in a trailer, but whatever. I guess her generator went out, because I'm assuming that's how she gets power. Maybe she's got power line going to it, I don't know. Anyways, we then see, Damien get on the bed. He's like, so Tiffany, don't you think you've been making me wait long enough? We've been dating for how long now? Come on, let's die a little in the bed. And then out of nowhere, Chucky pops up beside Tiffany and she screams. And Damien comes over and picks it up. He's like, oh, look, it's nothing. It's no big deal. Damien's like, where'd you get this thing? He's like, it's the doll from the murderer, the killer. You know, I bought him from the cop and I stitched them all back together. He's like, you're serious, Tiffany? Really? Look, he's not even that scary. He punches him and then he pretends to hump him and then throws him off on the side and starts laughing about it. He's like, see, it's nothing serious. And Tiffany's like, Damien, you want to play? And then we see him getting handcuffed to the bed. And he's not going to like. Then she sets Chucky on his chest. He's like, you two both watch me as she dances around lingerie and, you know, dances around. And then Tiffany says how she used to live with Chucky before, you know, he passed away and put his soul into that doll there. And Damon just starts laughing about it because he doesn't believe her at all. And then she says how he was the best that she ever had. And he's like, Damien's like, yeah, he's not big enough to satisfy a woman like you. And then Chucky's head just turns fully around. He's like, it ain't the size, asshole. It's about how you deal with it. Something along those lines. And then Chucky rips up the Damien's lip ring and starts smothering him with a pillow. And Tiffany just starts laughing about it. Literally, while Chucky's suffocating Damien by sitting on the pillow on his face, he's like, hey, how you been? You know, I've been kind of out of it lately, but how you been doing? How you been holding up? And Chucky being Chucky, he's like, you look great, Tiff. I gotta be honest, though. Like, I'm being honest, you look great. I honestly thought you were gonna let yourself go, to be honest with you. And then we cut back to the kids who are being questioned outside the car in the rain as they keep, you know, doing the breathalyzer test. And then we see Chief Warren Kincaid show up. Be like, ah, so I see you lied to me again, eh, Jade? And I was actually wrong. This is not Lieutenant Preston. This is actually Officer Norton, who was doing the routine stop, I guess you could say. I guess a lieutenant probably wouldn't be doing that. But, you know, I wasn't sure because, you know, maybe the chief's friend. So then Warren's like, come on, Jade, get in the car. And that's when Jesse speaks up. He's like, you can't keep her away from us. I mean, you know, you can't keep us apart. And he's like, I'm the police chief. I'll do whatever the hell I want. Then we cut back to Tiffany, and she's showing him a playpen. He's like, what the hell is that for? He's like, the nursery. You know, I still got the ring. He's like, what ring? You know, the ring you gave me a long time ago. That's when Chucky's like, I gave you that ring because that ring's worth $5,000 to $6,000 easily. I stole it off the body that I killed and I threw in the river. And then Chucky starts laughing about it because he realizes that Tiffany thought they were going to get married at some point in time. And he never had that plan at all. And she's like, you never changed. You're never going to change. And he goes on about how he wants to get, you know, his soul put into a new body. And she's like, you know, I kind of like you like this. You kind of like a little cute baby. Are you ticklish? Oh, it's time to put the baby asleep. And then she throws him into the playpen. And the playpen slides underneath her table. And then she can lock it. So now he's trapped inside the playpen. And now it's the next morning. We see a trailer park. And we actually see Jesse, who's outside the trailer park, who lives apparently in the trailer park, you know, cleaning off his van with his shirt off. He's got one of those classic vans with the, like, giant eagle on the side of it. And then we see Tiffany pulling down this trunk down the stairs, and then she's sitting on it, having a smoke. She's like, Jesse, can you come help me carry this? It's kind of heavy. And then she has to fix the trunk quickly because we see some hair sticking out the side of the trunk. And it's actually Damien's hair sticking out because Damien's body is inside this trunk. Which is funny because Tiffany was able to drag the damn thing out. And then Jesse tries to pick it up, and he's struggling every step of the way. And he even tries to, like, pull it a little bit, and he struggles, but then he's eventually able to pick it up. And then from the trailer, we hear Chucky yelling, Tiffany, where the fuck are you? And Jesse's like, so you got some company? And she's just like, no, I'm just babysitting the little loudmouth motherfucker. No more yelling or attempting to yell, because that hurt my head. Oh, boy. Then we cut to inside the trailer where we see Chucky playing with the building blocks with the letters on it, and he spelled out kill Tiffany, and then he's using the speech word thing where you type it. He's typing bitch into it. He's laughing about it, and Tiffany comes home and she's like, look, I have a surprise for you. Like, I was thinking about, you know, you saying about getting married, and I have a surprise for you, and this is it. Here's your bride. And then she shows him the Tiffany doll. It puts it in the playpen with him and locks up the door again. And then we see Tiffany in the bathtub listening or watching the news report as we're talking about the officer that was killed and then about Damien's body that was found in the river. Apparently both bodies were found in the same spot of river. So they're like, do you think this was a serial killer? And Tiffany's like, maybe. And then the whole time while she's skipping through the TV channels, we see Chucky using the ring to actually, like, saw through some of the wood on the playpen. And he breaks through the wood, but somehow Tiffany doesn't hear it at all, and though she just lives in, like, a sunbeam house trailer of all things. So we see Chucky dragging the wedding doll through the trailer with a kitchen knife in hand, getting ready to walk into the washroom. That's when Chucky, like, stampedes through the shower curtain at Tiffany, and she kicks him right in the face. He falls backwards, so then he pushes the TV tray that has the TV and everything on it into the bathtub, and we see her getting electrocuted in the bathtub. Funny enough, as she's watching, you know, the Bride of Frankenstein, and then we see Chucky doing the voodoo soul transfer spell to put Tiffany's soul into the doll's body now. And we see Chucky, you know, doing the spell, and nothing actually happens. So then he looks in the bathtub, and he's looking at Tiffany's dead body, and then it jumps up out of shock. And it scares him, and then the doll pops up behind him, and Tiffany's finally realizing that she's in the doll's body now, looking at her hands, and she bitch slaps him. He throws the ring at her. He's like, "You got your wish now, doll. You better love, honor, and obey if you know what's good for you." And that's when they find out they need the amulet. Well, Chucky already knew that, but Tiffany's finding that out. She's like, "Well, where's the amulet then?" He's like, "It was on my body when I got gunned down by the cops, and it was buried in New Jersey, in Hackensack." He's like, "Okay, well, let's go get it." He's like, "Well, we're dolls, you stupid idiot. How are we supposed to get there?" So then we see Tiffany calling Jesse. He's like, "I need these special dolls mailed or delivered to New Jersey, and there's $500 if you can do it." So then she's gonna put her and Chucky into a crate, and you know, Jesse's gonna take it in his van. And then we see Tiffany finally changing the way her doll actually looks and giving it that unique bride of Chucky actually look, you know, changing the hair to a blonde, doing her makeup on, you know, giving herself a leather jacket and everything. And then Chucky's like, "Wow, you actually look good as a doll." So yeah, she wasn't actually putting the dolls in a crate, my bad. They're just sitting on the couch with the money in hand and a sign saying, "Jesse, what hurt on it?" And Tiffany's all like, "How should I act?" And Chucky's just like, "Act natural." And that's when Jesse finds out that he's delivering it to a cemetery. He's like, "Cemetery?" He's like, okay. And then as he's carrying the dolls out, he literally smashes Tiffany's doll body up against the playpen. So then we see Jesse stopping over at Jade's house, and Kincaid's not home yet at the moment. So he's talking to Jade, being like, "You know, I got $500 from Tiffany to take these dolls to the cemetery. I'm getting another $500. We'll be able to move to New Jersey. I'll put a down payment. Just let's go get married now." And Chucky's like, "I gave her 6 months. Three if she gains weight." Then as they're inside the house getting some clothes ready, we see Kincaid show back up, and he calls one of his other officers, being like, his van's outside my house right now." He tries to open up the back door, but the van doesn't open up at all. So then he, I think, starts heading to the house, and Chucky grabs a knife, and Tiffany's like, "That's so Ted Bundy era." He's like, "What about the hammer?" He's like, "No, that's still old school." So then Kincaid comes back with what looks to be like a metal ruler or a Slim Jim maybe of some sort, I don't know, to pick open the back door of the van, because he's gonna put some weed inside the van, because, you know, he's a dirty cop, and that's just what he's gonna do. So then while Kincaid's in the back of the van, he hears some laughing. He's like, "Who is that?" So then he slowly crawls up to the front, and that's when he sees the Tiffany doll and Chucky laying on the ground. He's like, "Ugh." And then Tiffany's like, "Now." And Chucky cuts a wire, and Tiffany ducks. And the glove box, like, opens up really fast, and there's a bunch of nails on top of it. And then Kincaid's face looks like he got stabbed by a porcupine, because now there's nails all over his face. I guess it might be a play on Pinhead. And then they're looking at the back of the van. He's like, "Oh, crap, they're coming now. What do we do with him?" He's like, "I don't know, actually. This was your plan." So I'm thinking maybe it was the cord for one of the airbags, and maybe that's what made the nails shoot so fast. I don't know. I'm assuming that what it was, because we see Chucky, like, pushing something back in. And they also put Kincaid's body into, like, the storage bench inside the van. And then we see Jesse just open up the back door and toss the luggage from Jade in, and literally tackles Tiffany, and he's just throwing, he's like, nothing, I'm sure it was nothing. And of course we see Officer Norton showing up again to now pull over Jesse in his van. He's like, "Hey, how you kids doing tonight, huh?" And looks in the back, he's like, "Oh, you guys going somewhere? I see some baggage back there, huh?" And we see Officer Norton, you know, looking around the van, trying to, you know, creep into every little crevice, and he starts to open up the trunk where Kincaid's body is, as the dolls are sitting on top of it. And that's when Tiffany kicks him in the head, and then Chucky throws a weed bag off the side, and then that catches Norton's attention. He's like, "Hey, look, kid, you're in a lot of trouble there, Jesse." That's when then Jesse gets pissed off about it, and kicks one of his headlights, and he looks at his headlight, he's like, "Damn it." Then we see Chucky crawling outside the van, heading back to the officer's car, where he's putting a piece of shirt into the gas tank and lighting it on fire to blow the whole cop car up. As he's crawling back, he stops in the middle of an open area where a guy's, you know, smoking up. And he looks over at the guy, and the guy's looking at him. So Chucky gives him the finger, and the guy's like, "Oh, really rude doll.
So then the cop car blows up and everybody goes into a panic mode. And then Jake gets in the van as she had groceries in her hand somehow. And then like the stampede of people made her drop it all. So then she got in the car. And then we see this one lady being like, "That's them. That they did it. They must have blew up the cop car because the cop car pulled them over. They must have did it." It's now nighttime. We see the van driving. I like that they kept with it because the one headlight is actually still broken on the van. Good on them. So then the phone in the van goes off and it's David calling. He's like, "What the hell's going on, guys? You know, they're relating you to Bonnie and Clyde. You know, I gotta tell you, Jade, your uncle's missing. There was a lighter found beside Norton's car that blew up, and it's the lighter from the cop that they found in the river. And like, I don't know what's going on. Maybe you guys should turn yourself in, but something's definitely wrong here." And then they stop at like a 24-hour wedding depot thing. And as they're walking in, Chucky looks at it, he's like, "Sucker." And he's like, "I think it's very cute. It would be a shame to break them up, if you know what I mean, Chucky." Then as Jesse and Jade are in the wedding chapel, Kincaid pops out of the luggage storage area in the back of the van. It starts screaming, and it freaks out Tiffany and Chucky. And Tiffany's like, "You gotta kill him. Kill him." And then once Kincaid falls out and he's face down, Chucky just climbs on his back and starts pummeling him with the kitchen knife that he still has somehow. And Chucky's looking at his knife. He's like, true classic. Never goes out of style. And then as Jesse and Jade are in their little wedding honeymoon room that they get, it's got, you know, like the waterbed and everything, this other couple walks in. He's like, "I thought we were getting a suite, honey." And the guy just gets on the bed and he's like, I'll just relax on this bed. And the girl just goes on about how cute Tiffany looks. And, you know, Chucky, she picks up Chucky, he's like, "Yeah, he's horrible looking." And that's when we see Diane. She's going around stealing things because she's a pickpocket. And Tiffany picks up on that and realizes it. So then we see back in Diana and Russ's room, that's the newlywed couple that stole. She's counting the money. He's like, "Russ, I told you we get more at Club Med than here." And then we see them in the bed and their door started to slowly open. But we don't see who walks in because clearly it's one of the Chucky or Tiffany dolls. Also, we see the bed moving a lot because it's a water bed. I totally do not understand why anyone would ever want a water bed. It does not seem fun at all, but maybe that's just me. But we see Tiffany holding a wine bottle, and as they're looking up at the ceiling, which has a giant mirror on it, Diana starts freaking out because she sees Tiffany in the reflection. So then Tiffany throws the champagne ball up at the mirror, hits the mirror, and shards of glass come flying down everywhere, and, you know, impaling the two couples, or the couple I should say, and, you know, blowing up the bed. And Chucky's just watching on as we see water and blood all over the place. And he looks over at Tiffany, he's like, "I love you." And then Chucky gets down on one knee and picks up the severed finger that has the ring on it. He's like, "I should have asked you this a long time ago. Tiffany, will you be my bride?" So then we see Jesse getting up out of the bed. And as he gets up out of the bed, Jade calls David and discuss what's going on. And then the phone rings again, while he's on the line. He's like, "I just 1 minute, Jade." And it's Jesse on the line. And he's just like, "Just go to the police before anything else happens. Just go to the police. I'm sure it's neither one of you guys, but just go to the police." And then the maid comes into the, Russ and Diana's room and starts getting ready to clean. She sees broken glass on the floor. He's like, newlyweds, what did they get into? And she turns around and looks at the bed, and that's when we see the two dead bodies with glass all on there. She starts screaming, and then out of nowhere, Jade and Jesse runs in, and they start screaming, and then we see them packing their stuff and leaving and going into the van. And then we have Jesse and Jade in the van, you know, screaming at each other because they're panicking because they both think they're crazy and blaming each other. And then out of nowhere, David pops up and then he scares the shit out of them because he, you know, bangs on the passenger window. And then we see them all driving away together with the dolls in the back. And then while David's sitting in the back of the van with the dolls, he's like, something really stinks back here. And Jade's like, "Told you not leave your dirty socks back there." And then when he's looking around, he sees the blood coming from the storage bench area. So then he moves Chucky and Tiffany and opens up and he sees Kincaid in the back inside that storage bin. He's like, "Okay, so I'm not going to say anything at the moment." And he pulls he sees that Kincaid still has his gun, so he pulls the gun out. And then Jay's like, I'm really glad you're here and helping us out. So then Jay goes to hug him, and that's when David pulls the gun out, and he's like, you guys are both crazy. You know, you need to just stay away from me. So then Jesse pulls over the van, and that's when David shows him what's inside the storage area. And he pops out the back of the van. He's like, and he starts flagging down a cop that he sees driving. And that's when we then see Tiffany and Chucky coming alive with guns in their hand. And that's when David gets freaked out. So then he walks into traffic and gets ran over by a transport. And then Chucky's like, that works good too. That's when then Tiffany pulls the gun on Jesse and Jade and tells them to get the stupid van moving now, as the cops are chasing after them. So then Jesse's like, how did you turn out like this? And Chucky's like, it's a long story. You know, if it was a movie, it'd probably take 3 to 4 sequels to actually tell the whole story. And then Chucky's like, you know, we need something that the cops aren't looking for. Something that has a little bit of style, but it's kind of blends in. And next thing we know, we see them driving the, like, Breaking Bad RV, of all things. And Chucky's, like, eating, because Tiffany's, like, making food all the time while in this RV. And Chucky's, like, to Jesse, he's like, if I knew marriage was this easy, I would have, you know, did it a long time ago. And Jesse's looking at her, and Mary's like, she's not much of a housekeeper, though, is she? Look at all the dirty dishes. And then Chucky yells at Tiffany to clean the dishes because they're not going to do them themselves. And then Jade's like, to Tiffany, he's like, you know, you slaved over the hot stove to make all that food, you know, he could at least help out. So then Tiffany starts freaking out and throwing dishes at Chucky to make them fight with each other. We see they're getting closer and closer to the cemetery. So then Jade turns herself in the chair, because she apparently is in, like, a chair that has a swivel base, and she takes both her feet, kicks Tiffany directly into the oven, and closes the door. Chucky gets pissed off and shoots at her, but misses. So that's when then Jesse's able to pretty much punch him through the window, like the passenger window of the RV, and he goes flying through the window. But then Jesse drives off the road and crashes. We see Jade freaking out because she's tied to this chair still, and Jesse looks like he's pretty much knocked out at the wheel, face down on the wheel, and there's, like, gas, I'm assuming, spilling all over the place. There's wires all over the place. And then we see Tiffany pushing up against the oven door because the oven's still on and she's all charcoaled. Tiffany breaks out of the oven and starts biting Jade's ear, but then Jesse gets up in time and literally just chucks her across the RV or outside the RV. I'm not too sure which one. But then Jesse's able to cut Jade free and, you know, pushes her out of the RV in time. And then just as Jesse's getting out of the RV, the whole thing goes up in flames and blows up. We see Tiffany crawling for a gun, but then Jesse steps on her hand and takes the gun. And then we see Jade running across the bridge, and Jesse yells at her, but that's when we see she's carrying Chucky, who has a gun pointed at her. So then he has to chase after her while he's dragging Tiffany by her hair. And you just hear her quietly saying, ow, ow, ow. We see them get to the dig site, and I don't know why they have an actual worker digging up the grave in the middle of the nighttime by himself, of all things. But Chucky shoots the guy right in the head, and then he sends Jade down to where the casket is and tells her to open it and to hurry up. And she's like, I'm trying, you stupid midget. And once she does open it, we just see a skeleton, and there's rats, like, crawling through his eye sockets. And he starts to shiver. He's like, oh, I really didn't need to see that. And then we have a standoff between Jesse and Chucky. And Chucky's like, come on, give me Tiffany back. He's like, no, give me Jade first. And then as Jade's walking away, Chucky's like, I'll see you real soon, Jade. Tiffany makes it over to where Chucky is, and she's like, catch me, Chucky. He just kind of steps to the side. He's like, you're all kind of burnt and ugly looking. And then as Jesse and Jade are hugging, Jesse looks over and we see Chucky getting ready to throw a butcher knife. And he turns his body, so he takes the knife in his back. And then Chucky's like, I'll take that knife back, actually, as he's holding a gun at them. And then we see Jesse and Jade tied up again as Chucky's getting ready to do his, you know, soul transfer voodoo chant as he's holding the amulet up in the sky as he's storming out. That's when then Tiffany gets closer to Chucky, and he's like, I love you, Chucky. He's like, I know. Kiss me, Chucky. And then he reaches down to kiss her, and that's when she steals the kitchen knife out of his pocket and literally stabs him in the back with it. She's like, Chucky, don't you see? We belong together, but dead. I'll see you in hell. Jesse and Jade then get free, and then we see a fight between Tiffany and Chucky as they're fighting each other with shovels, of all things. And then Tiffany starts choking out Chucky, and he reaches down the ground and grabs the kitchen knife yet again and stabs it right through her chest. And Tiffany's like, "My mother always told me love would set me free." And then over, Jesse just comes over with that shovel, smashes him right in the head, and Chucky flies down into the grave where his casket is and starts freaking out because he sees a bunch of rats. That's when an officer shows up and he's like, "Freeze, let me see those hands, drop those guns." And then the officer comes over to the gravesite and he looks down and he's like, "Whoa, I've never seen that before." And Chucky starts freaking out. He's like, "Go ahead, shoot me, kill me, I'll come back, I always come back." This officer that showed up is actually Lieutenant Preston. And phone call goes off. He's like, "Yeah, I hate to say, you know, we got another body to record." And Jesse and Jane, yeah, they didn't do it at all. And then he sends them back home. He's like, "You know, just go home. Just, you know, don't do anything bad. Just, you know, just go back home, please." And Lieutenant Preston sees Tiffany's body and goes over and catches down by it. He's like, "Should I?" And then he's like, starts poking it to see if it's alive. And, you know, he pokes it like three times and nothing. He's like, "Okay, I assume it's dead." And then she comes alive and starts screaming. It freaks him out. He's like, "God damn it, what the hell's going on here?" And then we see her dress starting to move. And then Preston gets shot in the face with blood. And it's a baby Chucky coming out of Tiffany. And the last scene we see is this baby Chucky with a whole bloody face and fangs. Like, he's got sharp teeth. He's not actually fangs, but it's a full row of sharp teeth. And it just lunges at Preston's face. And then the outro credits starts to roll, and that's the end of the movie. I gotta say, I really enjoy this movie. Like I said, I'm a very big Chucky fan, so this one is a lot of fun to me. I highly recommend checking this one out. And on the Rotten scale out of 10, I'm giving it a solid 8.5 out of 10. Definitely highly recommend checking it out, guys. Alright, so we picked what we're gonna watch next week. It's not a horror movie, so hopefully you guys are okay with that. And if you're not, it's fine either way. This is a first time watch for me. It's a movie starring Michael J. Fox from 1983 for 1 hour and 36 minutes. You can find it on Tubi. It's High School USA. I just watched the trailer for it. It looks kind of fun. Don't know anything about it, really. Didn't look at any reviews. Hopefully it's a good movie. It's Michael J. Fox, so I can't really complain on that aspect. So hopefully you guys will check that one out next week. And as always, make sure to check out the outro band, Toronto-based horror band, Blood Opera. You can find their links all down below. I'm on SoundCloud, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere and everywhere. And as well, check out my links down below as well. Find me on all social medias at @TyphonSign. Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok. The main thing being the YouTube channel where we post a weekly gaming video. We have some live streams. We have old episodes of the podcast. And a little bit of this and a little bit of that on there. So definitely go check that out.
And once we hit 1,000 subs on there, we could be giving away some free artwork. So until then, I'll talk to you guys all later. Peace.